dream. We were nine at the same time. Blood white by the hill climb. You were sick all the time. And when your parents were gone, the backyard was all us. To build a world of our own. And who wasn't made for the sun? Where were we going to run? I would run everywhere that you were. And what was the name of your dog? Who did you tell them you loved? Xavier. When we were both 15, God's cold breath was always on our necks. Bought some artificial love and took it all in your friend's car. And first your stomach felt wrong. Then all your friends had the heads of dogs. But you said, I still love them all. I want them all to come in. And then you said, take me to the hospital. Who were we going to call? Not your mom. Not no one. And they couldn't pump your stomach, 'cause you weren't that kind of sick. The poison was in your blood. And propped up against the glass doors, who did you tell me you loved? Shaking on that tiled floor, who did you tell me you loved? What was the name of your dog? Who did you tell me you loved? Xavier.
You're listening to Fred Thomas live from Spidey Dog Books and Ale in Hudson on WGX.
I'm Fred from Michigan. Came here just to jam for y'all. Thanks for checking it out. Promise they won't all be harrowing acid casualty stories. Well, let me take that back. But I'm really excited to... I've never been here before. I'm really excited to play a few songs, get things started for y'all tonight. So thank you very, very much for your attention. Appreciate it. This is a harrowing story about New York City. Got to New York, you were sleeping on floors, but you were sure it was better. And you would get hungry, you didn't have money, but you drank every night. Between the subways and sunshine, there just wasn't the time to write any letters. But it was out of your hands, you hoped your friends would understand. You never felt quite so high in your life. But now you're out of breath from your cheap cigarettes and the wrong side of 7 a.m. You can't sit still, but you eventually will, 'cause every night comes to an end. So draw up a list of new things to resist and the people you kissed last year. And then on the back, draw a map to the ones that are still there. Not one part of your skyscraper heart can figure out which is for real. You can't come clean when you're stuck in between these ways that you constantly feel. So what do you tell yourself? What do you tell the strangers that sleep in your room? What do you tell your friends? What do you tell the lovers that leave you too soon? Where do they run off to? Give me a reason that I can believe in, and I will believe in you. Tell me a reason why I should believe, 'cause I want to. Tell me a story, or tell me a secret. It don't have to be nothing new. But hold on to me while we walk through the leaves, if you want to. If you want to. 'Cause I wanna know. What do you tell yourself? What do you tell the darkness that stays in your room? Or what do you see at night when all of last year's lights are no longer of interest to you? What do you hold on to?
Again, it's Fred Thomas and WGXC 90.7 FM Accra.
So every night, I've been on a 4-day tour with Tremors, just going to play next. They're fantastic and fascinating also. And every night I try to tell like a story in the form of a joke to lighten things up a little bit, you know? Just focus on your bullshit, it's kind of heavy. And I'll tell a thing I think is really funny, and people will be like, cool. So here's tonight's version. First time I ever played the song I'm about to play, it was in Finland. And I was like, this is a song about how I'm an alcoholic fuck up, and I never do anything right. Which isn't true at all. I'm completely responsible, and usually just have like 2 beers, and it's no big deal. But after the show, about 4 Finnish dudes came up to me at different occasions. They were like, yes, that song spoke to me, my brother. So there you go. Par for the course.
It's not my style to be out so out of my head. I gotta go home now, but I see you in a while. When your head slumped down on the bar, I'll come and pick you back up then. Oh, you're so much more excited by the vulgar than the pure. And people just get tired can't be sure. Who doesn't love a liar? Well, it sounds so good when they're feeding you falsehoods or preaching to the choir. When you're sick for a while, it becomes your new profile. You're so much more inspired when you're spun out and insane. But people just get tired anyway.
Do a couple more songs. One's gonna be fast and then the rest gonna be super slow. Hope you guys are alright with that. Relatively fast. Fast in terms of like, yeah. Just imagine like a blast beat behind it. Just
voice in my mind and faces pressed together. Everything is a waste of my time, and someone said it better. But I want to be part of the turning while the world keeps getting hotter. Keep me hanging off of your lips like your sunglasses in the summer. You never eat for the way that you keep an ache inside your tummy. And you say that you're moving away when you save up the money. We waited in front of the restaurant and talked about your mother and honored the husband she didn't want, 'cause love is not forever. Thank you. hands were holograms, and you inherited them. You got no call to understand. You're like a waterfall in the side of a mountain. Can I stay with your voice in my mind, or should we not be bothered? I'm thinking I can let this pass me by, or kiss you in the water. Then somewhere a year and a half from now, I hear a couple fighting about something stupid, and they're so loud it keeps me from deciding.
Right on. So tomorrow I'm going to go back to Michigan. What's the point, man? You guys know of any like sublets around town? I'm really feeling like it could just be better here, you know?
Less winter.
Yeah.
That
I could live in. Just come here and hang out all day. You can put that in writing for me. That'd be cool.
Well,
all right. There we go. Perfect. Neighbors. Nice to meet you all. Two more songs for me. This one is about a harrowing experience. It's actually just a fictional story. None of this that I'm about to play for you ever happened. So just bear that in mind when I'm singing these songs. You're like, oh my God, what a terrible life. Put on a play at the center for the blind, and cut some corners on costume design. Well-intentioned, if poorly conceived, preteens acted out scenes of household safety as pertaining to our neighbors without sight. And shitty chaperones, Amy and I showed up stoned. Almost immediately we had to get out of the room. In the lobby, through the muffled walls, we could hear the start of the poison drinking scene, where one kid says to the other, I dare you, I double dare you. We couldn't deal and we had to leave. She made up an excuse, and she gave me a ride to my car. And while we're in her car, she talked about the night before, where she was found in the arms of a brand new lover. And I was naturally curious about the details. We've been friends for a few years, so I felt I could ask. I was like, so? Tell me about it. She said, oh, I don't know. She said, oh, you know. It was fine. He seemed smart. We got drunk. We went back to my house and we fucked. And that was it, pretty much. And there was a pause, and through a head full of gauze, I might have spoke, but probably just thought, you'll have to excuse me. I heard that so much bigger than it actually was.
I heard car crashes in your blood, envelopes full of Egyptian dust. Springtime inside his mouth, I saw what animals see in the nighttime. I think I was still thinking about kids drinking bleach for the blind.
Thank you so much for your attention. I really appreciate you guys checking this out. Tremors is going to jam next. I got one more song. I brought some records and CDs if you're interested. Long lyric sheets, you know. It's literary zone, so I thought it'd be the right thing to do. I've never played this song before, but I'm going to give it a shot. I've had four really, really fantastic shows, my friends, Dave and Ann, and I'm going to give the song to you guys. Hope you enjoy it.
Ten decisions shape your life. You'll be aware of five about. Seven ways to get ahead. You're either noticed or left out. Seven ways to see the world. Seven ways to start a fire. Seven ways to please your man. And seven ways to get it right. And you said, I can see you in my eyes, and I can see you in my bed. That's not just friendship, that's romance too. We have music you can dance to. Sit me down, shut me up, I'll calm down and I'll get along with you. Some people think they're always right. Others are quiet and uptight. Others, they seem so very nice. Oh, inside they might be sad and wrong. Oh no. And I said, sit me down and shut me up. That's not just friendship, that's romance too. There's always more music to dance to. Calm me down, send me up, I'll come round and I'll get along with you.
Thanks a lot.
That was Fred Thomas live from the Spotty Dog Books and Ale, February 16th, 2013.